Idleness. Most people are tired of hearing about COVID-19, and I am one of them. But we can't just bury our heads and ignore it. Well, I suppose some do, but if you aren't a part of the solution, you are a part of the problem. I had an appointment with my primary doctor, a scheduled physical. It was the first time, but likely not the last, that my appointment happened over the phone. It was almost as if I sat beside him in the office, with a few exceptions. He couldn't listen to my heart or lungs. My reflexes weren't checked, nor my blood pressure. I also didn't spend 2.5 hours on the road or sit in the office waiting to be called back. His assistant called me first, right when I was scheduled, and 10 minutes later the doctor called. It was a convenient appointment, although not very thorough for an annual exam. I was told that the blood work, mammogram, and flu shot, all of the routine tests, can be done in 3, 4, 5, or 6 months, however long it takes to get through this virus pandemic. Jesus told the people, "A time is coming, indeed it has already come, when you will be scattered, each one looking out for himself, and you will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." John 16:32. I heard an anchor on a news program say, "It almost seems that we're in the middle of a horrible Hollywood movie." I laughed out loud. The book describing the horror we are living was written long before Hollywood started making movies. We have all been instructed to stay home, self-quarantine. But the Bible says, if someone won't work, he shouldn't eat. We hear some of you are living a life of idleness, not busy working, just busy bodies. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. Has your job closed down, leaving you currently at home, wondering how to spend your time? The pace of life has slowed to a crawl for many, a great opportunity to do things at home, perhaps rediscover the people in your home. It's a great time to give Father more time. Now, may the Lord of Shalom, peace, himself give you shalom, always, in all ways. The Lord be with you all.